Welcome to Church Online today as we gather as a community. Special welcome for you with us for the first time. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West and I'll be sharing with you today. Happy New Year to each of you. Hope your Christmas season has brought moments of joy. It's good to be back to Church Online in this format. There's a lot that can go wrong with live streaming, and we encountered a few issues with it. On Christmas Eve, the first part of the service had no sound, and then on Christmas Day, the sound was fine, but some of the visuals were blurry, so we apologise for that. It's good to be back to pre-recording, where there's a lot more control of lighting and sound and the visuals. As we do each week, we light a candle. And I encourage you to do this at home as well. It's a tangible symbol of us worshipping together and a reminder of Christ's presence with us as we meet. One of our Church Online members has had a significant birthday this past week. Happy 90th birthday to Irene. God's blessings in this milestone birthday. After the message, we'll be celebrating Holy Communion together. So you might like to have some juice and some bread and crackers ready for that. Today's our last opportunity for a Christmas carol. So we worship God together with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him too." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love the night sky. I love being in the country away from the city lights and gazing up at the stars and wondering. Wondering about how small I am against the vastness of the sky and wondering about how small Earth is against it. I've occasionally seen a falling star. Once it seemed really close. I was standing talking to someone outside a church at Woodcroft, and I was facing north, and this star shot over the night sky, and it seemed so close, and it was one of those moments where time seemed to stand still. I wonder what the Magi saw in the sky. They saw the star when it rose and hence came to Jerusalem from the east. And then they followed the star, the sign, as it went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. The 6th of January, in a few days, is known as Epiphany, at the end of the 12 days of Christmas. Epiphany is a moment of sudden or great revelation or realization that usually changes you in some way. For Christians, Epiphany is the day and the season that we remember the manifestation of Christ to all in the world, including the Gentiles, us, as represented by the Magi in this story. We could say that the Magi experienced an epiphany. They saw a star and were compelled to follow it and make the journey to find Jesus. And one would think it changed them. This was quite a journey. They must have felt quite compelled. I wonder when we feel compelled like that. The Magi set out on a journey from Persia or southern Arabia to the east of Jerusalem. Magi can be translated as wise men or astrologers. They're the most exotic people in the Christmas story. They get the fancy costumes in the Christmas plays. No details on the head if you're playing the wise men. They get the vivid colours, the gold lining, and the expensive presents to give. They're foreigners, not Jews, but Gentiles, and they get camels. Well, not in Matthew's account, actually. Our own storytelling has added them in, a little bit like the donkey for Mary. But camels are referred to in Isaiah 60, where the camels are linked to gold and incense. There's a lot of folklore about the wise men. They weren't kings, and there weren't three of them. Three gifts, yes, but we have no idea of the number of wise men. And they weren't present on the night of the birth of Jesus. They came some months later as they visited Jesus as a child in his house. Epiphany is not a known word or necessarily a known event. It comes after Christmas Day, and we're often tired of festivities and are ready to return to some sort of routine. It's the new year, and it's filled with new resolve to do whatever it was that we didn't do or didn't achieve last year. So here we are at the start of a new year once again. Last year we started a new decade and we thought about the possibilities, the hopes that we had, the holidays or travel we would do, the people we would see. Well, the travel didn't happen. The holidays were different and we saw people, but a lot of our connections were seen through a screen. It was quite a year, wasn't it? So what do we do with this new year, this year? Do we say goodbye and good riddance to 2020? It was a dreadful year and we're glad it's over. As if on the 1st of January, it's suddenly gone. You know, COVID-19 doesn't respect timeframes and it's not suddenly gone from our lives. But a new year is a time as good as any to think about fresh starts and fresh possibilities, fresh plans, hopes and opportunities. Each year I reflect and journal at this time of year about the year that has just gone, as well as the year ahead. I list all the things I'm thankful for over the previous year, including where I've seen God at work in relationships, the church, family, friendships, events, books, learning and prayer times. And we've seen many things over this past year to be thankful for. There are many flowers growing in the cracks of the concrete. And then I list the regrets, the challenges and the times of sadness, including people no longer with us, natural disasters, things like pandemics and the things that I found challenging in the year. And I plan for the year ahead, not resolutions as such, more planning and goals, prayers and priorities. I think it's useful to do as individuals, in connect groups and all groups in the church. When we think of the Magi and their story, I think there are a number of things we can learn from them, perhaps things to keep in mind as we start this new year. First, these wise people had been studying. They knew their history. They hadn't suddenly stumbled on this event. Second, these scholars didn't keep their noses in books all the times, but they were keen observers of the world around them. Third, they were willing to seek confirmation of what they'd learned and seen. They followed the sign. They took a chance. They could have been wrong or right. Fourth, they were willing to ask for directions along the way, even if they were asked the wrong people, like Herod. Fifth, having found the baby, they responded with gratitude and worship. And sixth, after visiting the baby, having their hopes realized, they remain vigilant and attentive to the Spirit, open to further visions and insight, and hence traveled home a different way. You know, popular literature often treats spirituality as a matter of attitude, unlike the discipline of the wise scholars. But motivated and devoted study of the scriptures, commentaries, devotional materials, study groups, connect groups, and meditative practices all help us to grow, help us to be ready for epiphanies, ready to follow the signs. But we can't bury ourselves in study without knowing what's happening in the world around us, the local and the national, the cultural and familial. We seek guidance on the way none of us can know it all. And as we follow the signs of God at work in the world, when we find Christ in our lives, we express our joy and gratitude in worship. And we remain attentive to the Spirit. There is the temptation to remain focused on our last achievement. But as the wise men continued to listen and respected the warning they received, we too need to be careful about falling into arrogance as if there was no more to learn. Following the star to Bethlehem is not the end of the Magi's journey, nor is it ours. Bethlehem is just the beginning. The wise men were overwhelmed with great joy. They worshipped the baby and brought him gifts. And then they continued their journey home, this time by a different route after listening to the whisper of the Spirit. For some of us, the star has dimmed over the years. And yet following that star, we come looking for the baby. Where is he? Is whispered in many hearts and in the darkness of our own doubts at one time or another. There are moments in our own lives which might be labelled epiphanies, those crystal clear experiences where God shines through another's eyes or in a certain situation, while time seems to hang suspended in mid-air. At the start of this year, where do we look for the star, the sign of the presence of God? Are we prepared to journey, to follow the signs? Are we waiting, watching, and expecting to see God at work in the world, to see signs of God's activity? The star is a sign, a wonder, that brings us to the point and place of divine revelation about the Messiah. And so, in 2021, we follow the signs of God at work, the signs calling us on a journey. We study the scriptures, we observe the world, we ask for directions, we respond with gratitude and worship, and remain attentive to the Spirit. May today be an epiphany. May we see the star of God, the signs of God, and follow the signs as we seek first the kingdom of God. Amen.
Righteousness.
As we seek to follow the signs, the star, remember that communion is a visible sign of God's love and grace for each of us. We're sharing communion together online once again today in what continues to be exceptional circumstances. And we do this together with our in-person services, and we are drawn here by God's love. Those who desire to live more fully in the spirit of grace and to the call to fruitfulness. We are virtually connected, a gathered community connected by time and participating together for us now and with Christians across the world. Let us call to mind how it all began. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples, and while they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and shared it among them. Similarly, he blessed and passed around a cup of wine from which they all drank. A body broken, a life poured out. In our remembering, we are awoken. In our partaking, we are made one with Christ in and through God's Spirit. So now, following Jesus' example, we take this bread and wine, which the Spirit blesses, and as Jesus gave thanks before sharing, let us do that also. Let us pray. In this time and place, O God, you prepare a table, offering not just bread or wine, but your very presence, that we may be filled, forgiven, encouraged, and sent out again. Risen Christ, present with us now for all that you have done and all that you have promised, what have we to offer? Our hands are empty. Our hearts are often full of self-concern. We're sorry for those times that we miss the mark, for when we do say or think things that separate us from you or from each other. Heal our hearts and make them clean. Thank you that these things, our sins, are forgiven. And it is your love's power to change us that remains our hope and courage for the living. Holy Spirit, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that united to him we may become all that you call us to be, attentive and present to the world until at last your reign of justice and peace comes. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory is yours forever. Amen. I invite you to join me as we say the Lord's Prayer together. You can do that in your preferred version and in your preferred language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to take the bread and to tear it apart. The bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ and a reminder that we are broken people and we're put back together by God. And the cup that we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ, reminding us of the life of Christ. So here at this table of bread and cup, and all of our tables, which are graced by the Spirit of hope and peace, we discover the wonderful love that Jesus has for us. And we rejoice that these are the gifts of God for us, the people of God. I invite you to take and eat the bread, share it around with others in the room if you're with others, and remember Jesus' body broken and his compassion for us. And we take the cup, remembering the life that Jesus lived, the life that we are called to live. As a scattered community today, may we be a sign of hope and faith, united in community together. May this food strengthen us to love one another and help us to be a people of compassion, following the signs of God's activity in the world. Amen. As part of our love for God and our love and compassion for others, we also pray for others. Let's pray together. Loving God, we pause to pray for our world. Our hearts break for what we see and hear. We pray for those places that are really struggling with COVID-19 at the moment and going down into serious lockdowns, whole countries. We pray for them. We pray that together as humanity, we would stand together, care for each other. And we pray for a vaccine for all. We pray for those areas in our world that are affected by disaster and war and persecution, disease, famine. We particularly pray for Fiji at this time as they recover from their recent cyclone. Lord Jesus, we pray for the communities that we live in. We pray that they would be flourishing, that people would be cared for. We pray that as we go into 2021, that there would be hope and care that would be shared across our streets. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those people on our hearts today who are lonely, fearful of the future, struggling with health or work, relationships. We lift them to you. And for all the names and faces, we just pray for your love and your grace to surround them at this very moment. We also pray for our gifts that we offer you, our financial gifts and our practical gifts. And we pray that they would be used to share the signs of hope, to share and to show your love. We lift to you our prayers, spoken aloud and in our hearts, together in the name of Jesus. Amen. What a joy it is to still be able to celebrate communion together. We thank our Lord for God's presence with us as we gather. The King of glory we gladly meet. Prince of heaven we gladly worship.
Earth in shadow, restlessly hold, labor's waiting in silent hope for the promise it longs to know what heaven holds. Then the angel in holy haste lift their anthem, your Savior lays in a manger, in humble form your King is born. Ever Prince of heaven comes, angel choir sound the call for this babe wrapped in a cloth is the incarnate Word of God. All the kingdom and its power resting now in this child, Prince of Heaven, Jesus, hope of the world. This means mercy in fullest form, loving kindness forevermore. Son of David and Son of God, He is Christ the Lord. Hear the Prince of Heaven comes, angel choirs sound the call, for this babe wrapped in a cloth is the incarnate Word of God. All the kingdom and its power will sing now in this town, Prince of Heaven, Jesus, hope of the
We hope this service has brought you some joy today.
Oh, man, sorry, I just realized I got the wrong line because that says peace is good news in the wilderness.
Let's go back to... it will be... There it is. That's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm still recording, so...
Okay. We'll just keep going. We hope this service has brought you joy today. There's a bunch of us reading the New Testament at the moment, one chapter at a time. And we started Mark 1 on the 1st of January. So if you'd like to read the Gospel of Mark, one chapter a day, you only have two chapters to catch up. And you can email us for a calendar. There are others reading the Old Testament one chapter at a time. And on the 1st of January, we're on Psalm 26 and continuing one psalm per day until Psalm 50. And there's also a calendar available for that. And after talking about being in a more controlled environment today, we've had a few issues with pre-recording and had a few takes. So perhaps this is just not as easy as what we would like it to be at any time. But we're delighted that we can meet together in this way. And as always, prayer is available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Thank you for being a part of this service. And we look forward to meeting together next week in person and online. So as we go into this week, follow the star, follow the signs. be reminded and be on the lookout for God's activity in our world. Draw near to God. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your way.
And with gladness here, the Prince of Heaven comes, angel choir sound a call for this babe wrapped in a cloth.